back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Before we go to the phone lines, I'm talking about an article in the Salon. The political divide in the United States has become irreconcilable, study says. Mr. Szymanski and fellow researchers reached their conclusion by simulating the views of 100 theoretical legislators around 10 polarizing issues. The research had their theoretical legislators interact and network with theoretical neighbors and like-minded groups to see the influence these interactions had on polarization, akin to a Sims-like video game. When manipulating the group's control parameters, such as increased party identification, intolerance for disagreement and extremism, the model found that polarizing behavior among politicians is one reason why the country is politically divided as it is today. At various points, the research team introduced an outside threat like a pandemic and then recorded how the group behaved. Interestingly, it appeared that when the group introduced an internal threat that failed to unite the country, that meant that the level of polarization was beyond repair. If the polarization is very, very deep in these 10 issues, then we are at the very dangerous stage in which it is very difficult to reverse polarization by democratic means, Szymanski told Salon. When that tipping point is passed, there are no constitutional means that can reverse polarization.
Sure, sure. And I think it is important to keep in mind that, you know, reconciling with an overt attempt to overthrow the U.S. government isn't something that we should do, you know? So, like, hidden within all of that verbiage is this concept of there comes a point when standing up for what's truly right is the right thing to do. And if you don't, you know, you don't give in, things can get pretty tense.
Okay, so let's say I agree with you, and I do.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Half the society is standing up. The other half is not. And so you can stand, and that's where the loggerhead comes in.
Yeah.
Because you're divided down the middle. If there was, you know, a 75% to 25%, you know, kind of split, then you can maybe have things change. But when you're 50-50, and at loggerheads, that's where they're talking about this polarization will destroy this nation. Let's go to the phone lines. The phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What do you say? And I get it. You know, it's Christmas holidays coming up, and here I am. let's talk to my good friend Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Well, first off, Earl, there's never a day off for what's going to save our country.
Yeah,
I agree.
First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. What I would say is...
Well, what do you think about the article? But what do you think about what these scientists are saying?
I think that because of money...
Or do you think we should be talking about Jesse Smollett?
No, hell no. I think that because of money and politics, they put a bunch of bread and circus up on the TV, so therefore everyone can talk about something that they think they know something about, or it's going to, you know, cause them some type of expression of some sort. That's what they talk about for infotainment, rather than actual education.
Yeah, learning is hard.
What I would say though is this: if you go down issue by issue, 90% of the country or 70% of the country agree on actual policy issue.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think needs to happen is the Democratic Party needs to sit there in front of and the TV media need to sit down and stop playing this. I'm just going to read off a teleprompter and just, you know, do what my corporate masters have told me I should do. But they should be asking each of those people that come on those shows, what is your stance? Almost like a debate, but we don't really have debates anymore. But almost a debate where you're saying, you know, where you're saying, okay, how do you feel about a woman's right to choose? How do you feel about helping or the minimum wage? Or how do you feel about Medicare for all? And actually get them on the record with policy rather than it being a gamesmanship one over the other. This is not football. This is not the Bears and the Packers. This is not the Vikings and the Packers. This is real life. And I've said this over and over again, even to like Lawrence O'Donnell, this is not a game. You guys act like this is a game every night. Why don't you ever talk policy? And policy, fine, if you want to get a cute little puppy or something like that on the TV so people tune in, or some type of off-the-wall story, get them to tune in. But could you then maybe actually have something about policy?
So, Tom, so I agree with you, but I don't see it happen.
That's probably true because the billionaire class want all of the 99% fighting with each other so they can steal the money out the back door.
And so, with that being said, Tom, what these scientists are talking about is it's really kind of like a death knell in our society that people really don't want to think about. You know, they don't want to think that we've come this far, or things are as bad as they really are with this polarization of this nation. And right. The only other time that the nation was as polarized as it is now was in the Civil War.
And they didn't have Facebook.
And not only that, in the 30s, when we had the Great Depression, which is basically where we are now, you know, people had didn't have things like now, like, you know, iPhones and things like that to make it seem like they actually have something, you know, when really and truly they're as poor as they ever were, even during the Great Depression. It's just that we now have a little more of a social safety net for our seniors. But I believe that if there is a way that we can get people not thinking Republican or Democratic, but thinking policy and, you know, saying to someone like, you know, Dave, who calls in, even though I like his wife a lot better, Dave, who calls in, that you ask him, Dave, let me ask you about this policy. Let's not ask you about, you know, Jesse Smollett and did he hurt himself, or, you know, apparently the guy has some mental problems and some issues that he needs to deal with. But that's beside the point. What we want to talk about is Medicare for all.
And you've heard it before. When we do that, he tends to be in agreement with us, you know, when we actually break it down.
Hey Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it.
We got one more.
Yeah, who do we have on the line?
We got Dick from Madison.
Hey, Dick, what's going on? Wait, before we go to Dick.
Hold on, Dick.
If the external strong signal does not unite people, we are in danger of getting into the irreversible polarization which Szymanski alarmed is bad for democracy. In a divided society, it's of course very difficult to maintain that democracy, which requires agreement of all people and the people who win elections and lose elections. Szymanski added that the research shows the U.S. is at a dangerous level of polarization, but perhaps electing less polarizing politicians could reverse the trend that the U.S. is facing. It's almost the last call. Go ahead, Dick.
Well, I couldn't agree more, but I just kind of like look at two issues at my age that really resonate with me.
What, Jesse Smollett?
Well, no, he'd be on the back burner kind of because, see, what,
just
what,
a little bit.
You know,
yeah.
Earl, who would expect anything less from Fox News and these people to exploit that? I mean, after all, you have a black person. Let's just, you know, pile on and obviously the guy has some problems. Well,
it's low-hanging fruit. Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, but there's way bigger issues going on in the world.
That's my point, man. It should not be a major national issue.
No, not at all. But, you know, my fear is with climate change and with this real threat to democracy that we've got going on here, you know, I got grandkids now, and I fear for the world they're going to grow up in and that we really screwed it up for them. And unless we get something right real fast, another thing nobody talks about, the voting rights law.
Well, some of us are talking about it, but yeah.
We either get that or we've got nothing. We've got to get people out and beat the bushes and get people out to vote next fall. And meanwhile, you know, we're talking about just frivolous BS, as always, and I just don't get it.
So Dick, let me go a little bit more into what they're saying. The fact that the right, the what the major change is in all of this is that the people call themselves conservatives today clearly have made a decision. They followed a lunatic in Donald Trump. And they were very proud of that. They're still proud to this day that he was the greatest president in the history of the world. And they're still following him today. And they're still listening to what he has to say.
And they know less factual information by the day. It's such an interesting juxtaposition there.
Well, okay, so how do you get them to change? So how do you get them? What leads anybody to believe that 45% of the populace is going to all of a sudden, you know, see the error of their ways?
They never will, but just like everybody says, follow the money. Now there's huge influx of money going to this.
I know, but hey, Dick, if they're not going to see the error of their ways, then what these people are proposing is actually factual.
Well, and it ends up in a place where they're breaking laws, committing acts of violence.
Right.
I mean, that's sort of what I mean as far as we need to aggressively assert polite society, you know?
Yeah,
hold these people accountable when they cross the line. That's our option right now.
Well, but the laws as they are now will be changing as long as they're in charge, i.e. the Roe versus Wade. Roe versus, what is it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Roe versus Wade. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to change things.
Into that, the Roe versus Wade. You know, I heard somebody put it really well the other day. They are conception. They're all about life begins then, but it ends at birth.
I know. Hey, Dick, thank you very much for the call, man. Wish you had more time. Got to go to the break. 844-967-2789. Hey, breaking news. Jesse Smollett was found guilty.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yes!
Who'd have thunk it?
And celebrate.
And to Dick's point, as George Carlin says, pre-born, you're fine. Preschool, you're effed.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back.